Hi, this is Chuck Allen, pastor at Sugar Hill Church, and welcome to another Sugar Hill Church Daily Podcast. I want to give you a word to really fix your mind on today. Think of this word, remember. Well, when we think of remember, it's pretty easy to think, okay, communion or Lord's Supper or Eucharist, whatever you grew up knowing the Lord's Supper, communion, or Eucharist to be, we remember. Today, I'd like to take that word and put it in a different context. I want you to grasp that you should remember that you have what it takes. In the presence of Christ working in our lives, we have what it takes to do everything He has called and equipped us to do. It's not a singular effort on your part. It is God that makes the difference in your life. But don't ever take away His glory, His work, all of the redeeming part of what God is, which is our sum. It is our total. It is everything we can imagine, because Scripture tells us we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Well, when we see that, then we know it is God that makes the difference. Now think about this. You were born, you had a sinful nature, you kind of blew it, and yet God looked at you, and you can't make Him not love you. And as a result, He says, I'm going to give you my Son, and in Him, through Him, because of Him, you can abide in Him, and you have all that it takes. Today, remember, you have what it takes. Without Him, we can do nothing at all. And yet, in God, we can move mountains. We will succeed. We will go forward. We can't do it by ourselves. You weren't designed to do it by yourself. Your biggest supporter is the God that created you. He is for you. He's pulling for you. He is equipping you, prodding you, pulling you. He is the one who opens the door that no man can close. If you don't believe me, look up the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, verse 8. He knows everything. We move by faith, but He does the hard work. In God, we have what it takes to get to the next level, to get to the next step. What did He say? You can do all things through Christ. Now, when you understand how and why Paul wrote that, Paul said, I've learned to be content with little or with much because, well, he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Maybe today your prayer should sound like this. Lord, I believe I have what it takes in you as I abide in you to go forward in faith and accomplish great things today. Thank you for being there, always there for me, for being for me, for opening the right doors in my life. And in Jesus' name, I praise you and thank you. What if that were your prayer today and you would claim, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? We might actually choose to remember we have everything we need in Christ to succeed wildly. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.